Welcome back once again into the Radiopedia Reading Room. It's Wednesday, July 26, and you know what that means. It's day three of Radiopedia 2023. My name is Andrew Dixon, and joining me, not to one people, but a two people, stand aside, Gaylard, because the smoothest voice in radiology has arrived. It's special guest and conference co-convener Vikas Shah. How you doing, mate?
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Frank. Thanks for finally having me on.
Mate, you've been on, but just not in the intro. You've been in the segments, mate, the main segments. You've been the main man.
Yeah, I've enjoyed listening back to those. Do you both know that I'm actually thinking of having that phrase, smoothest voice in radiology, inscribed onto a plaque and then putting it on my office door at work? And honestly, if I ever have to go through another job interview or application, it's going to go in there as my greatest strength. So I've got to thank you both for this wonderful accolade.
Surely your greatest strength is that you're like a grape. Do you know that old question in interviews? Like, what fruit would you be? And the correct answer is a grape, because you're fantastic on your own, but you also work great in groups.
That's great.
You said inscribing it on your door at work, and that reminds me that I went to work, like, I was a consultant radiologist at my hospital for probably 6 or 7 years before they even thought of putting my name on the door. And the only reason they put my name on the door is because they were adding a fellow or somebody in who was going to share that room with me, and he wanted his name on the door. And then they were like, oh, is this your office, Andrew? Oh, okay, I think we'll get you a name. Unbelievable. I was like, eh.
It's better not to be easily found, in
That's
fairness.
Right. Yeah. I was just hiding in there.
The stealth office.
Now, Frank, you like to think that day three of Radiopedia 2023 is all about your cocktail.
Of course
day.
It is.
But in reality, day three is what I like to call Vikas Shah Day, because, mate, not only are you hosting a session, presenting a renal imaging workshop, presenting live cases, and giving a new lecture, but you're almost single-handedly responsible for mentoring and wrangling all of today's amazing speakers.
Well, we all know that the abdominal day is a day that everyone really signs up for, right? And that's why we always, well, not always, but this year, we put it slap bang in the middle of the week, because all that neuro and chest and pediatric content, really, that's the starter, and this is the main course.
This kind of contradicts what we said on day one of the conference when we led off with neuroradiology and a head and neck. But look, I'm going to allow it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, before we dive in a little deeper into what day three has in store for our delegates, we all got stuck into the pina coladas yesterday. Terrible drink. Vickers had six on his own, I believe. Well done, Vickers. I saw a photo. He tweeted it out, just Vickers and six empty glasses. What are the glasses called, Gaylard?
Poco Grande.
Poco Grandes. Vickers and half a dozen Poco Grandes asleep on the couch. So we better check in with Frank first to see what the much anticipated day three cocktail of the day is.
Well, today's cocktail is the amazing and one and only mojito.
Hey, nice.
Boy, oh boy, do I love this drink. This is the best summer drink ever. We have mint growing all over the place, just so I never run out of mint during the summer. And I've planted a lime tree as well, just in case. People are putting solar panels to be, you know, self-sufficient from an electricity point of view. I'm aiming to be self-sufficient from a mojito point of view.
Yeah. You don't have to walk very far to grab that mint. Hey, does anyone say, like, is a mojito a thing, or is it just mojito?
I have never heard anyone except for you say mojito. So mojito is a traditional Cuban cocktail, and it's made with a combination of white rum, lime juice, sugar, and mint leaves, and soda water. It's one of those cocktails that just hits everything perfectly, and it's beautifully balanced. You can omit the soda water, and you have a very respectable cocktail too, which is basically like a daiquiri with mint, or a gimlet, or a south side, but with rum instead of gin. So the combination of lime, sugarcane syrup, and a spirit just works really well together. The biggest problem that at least I find is that they're way too easy to drink, because the bubbly water makes them kind of like a soft drink. So you need to make sure that you create enough of a ritual around making these so that it acts as a little bit of a self-correcting negative feedback loop. Because otherwise you can just
go too hard, too fast.
Go a little bit too hard, a little bit too fast. So it's also a great drink if you don't want to drink alcohol, because you can just skip the rum and you're left with lime juice and sugarcane syrup and soda water and mint, which go really well together. For me, I put quite a lot of rum, but I often get my kids to make these drinks during summer. And so they'll make three of them, two without and one with copious rum.
Which That's is... what you think anyway.
Yeah, they do get sleepy afterwards. So to make it, you need a tall glass, something tall and cylindrical like a Collins. You can make it in anything you want, really, but it needs to be sturdy because you're going to need to muddle things. And you know what muddle means, right, Dixon?
It's a great word.
It's a good word. You have to sort of push down with a muddler, which is usually wooden or metal sort of stick with pokey things on the bottom.
Is this like the equivalent of like putting the mint in your hand and kind of just banging it rather than kind of
slapping the mint. That's just
That's a different thing.
That's just to wake it up. Muddling is much more brutal.
So is that what you have to do every morning at your house? Just go out
slap the mint.
Slap your mint.
You only need to slap the mint when you're about to eat it, not
your
just like a horticulture.
Frank's out slapping his mint again.
Anyway. So you take half a lime, cut it up into chunks, put it at the bottom of the glass.
Yeah.
You add some sugarcane syrup and maybe half a dozen mint leaves. And you muddle it, so crush it all so that it all becomes not like a paste, but just breaks it up a little bit and you get all those flavors out. And then you can add your ice, your rum, you mix it all together and then add soda water and then stick some more mint leaves or lime on top. It's a beautiful drink, tastes delicious. And I mean, 4, 5, 6 a day, you can't go wrong.
Especially on day 3 of the conference. The passion you've shown for the mojito today is in stark contrast to your opinion on the pina colada yesterday.
Well, you know, some things just need to be said. That's I'm not right. a cocktail relativist. I think there are objective differences between cocktails. And a mojito is just a better drink from the same part of the world too. So, you know.
Well, we better move on to the actual reason why we're here. So recommendations for day 3. So this is the day 3 audio guide. If you thought, oh, hang on, is this some kind of cocktail podcast where people who don't know much about cocktails are talking about them? That's not what it is. This is a radiology podcast for day 3 of Radiopedia 2023. It's abdominal radiology and obstetrics and gynecology imaging day. Vikas, have you got some recommendations for our delegates?
Yeah, we've got some fantastic fresh new content for the conference this year, almost as fresh as that mojito Frank is serving up or dreaming of right now.
Don't get us back onto the mojito, mate. Come on.
So I'm hosting a general gynecology session, and in that one, look out for the top 5 adnexal masses on MRI talk. That's by Alexandra Stanislavski. And she's used a signal-based approach. And that's such a neat way of breaking down the different diseases that might be encountered. For the abdominal talks, I think a must-watch is Michael Harting's talk on upper gastrointestinal disease on CT. And you know that Michael's become a legend in his own time with his acute abdominal teaching. And this lecture will become an instant hit. And of course, people should watch my talk, because I had so much fun creating this talk. It's called Top 10 Pitfalls in Abdominal CT. And I want people to watch it just for the brand new train map I created. Yes. For nothing else, but I won't give away much more than that.
In my day 5 talk at this conference, because I actually gave you a shout out to your subway map that you've included in your talk here, because I thought it was such a good way of doing the, I won't say, but it's really awesome. So people should definitely check that out. And Vikas, you're teaming up with Joe Mullineau for a 90-minute interactive case workshop today on renal imaging. Is that right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed working on this with Joe because we actually work together in the same center and he's a good friend. Mm-hmm. There's so much to cover with renal imaging, but I reckon people enjoy the selection of cases we've put together. So we've got a bit of stone disease, some infections, some solid masses. And of course, you can't have a renal workshop without a bit of Bosniak. And another reason to watch is that Joe and I decided to indulge in another beverage. So not one of these fancy cocktails that Frank likes, but something different. But, of course, all related to the imaging, of course, but you need to watch to find out what it was.
So an alcoholic drink, yeah?
It could be alcoholic, but there are also non-alcoholic variants.
Mysterious. You'll definitely have to check that out. And Frank, you know, there's a very special person in your life that's hosting the Advanced Obstetrics and Gynecology session today. And guess what? It's not me, mate. Someone else, some other special person.
Yes, indeed. My wonderful wife, Natalie Yang. She's hosting the Advanced Obstetrics and Gynecology session. And she's the closest thing you're going to find to a real life Hermione Granger. She's giving a talk on MRI of the placenta accreta spectrum disorder. And during that talk, you got to keep an eye out because I even contributed a medical illustration for that of placentas, no less.
Mm-hmm. Look at you guys putting out the little teasers. Ooh, there's a little drink that I'm drinking in this one. Ooh, there's an illustration that we won't tell you what it is. I guess I should mention that the only other thing happening today is the R-poster session. And Vickers, you are actually the peer reviewer for the abdominal R-poster session. Was it tricky to pick a winner?
Very tricky. It took a long time to pick a winner. Because the abdominal category R posters were no different to all of the others we've got for the whole conference. They were all outstanding. And in fact, our fellow conference co-convener, Amanda will be announcing the awards for the most outstanding R posters for both the abdominal and the obs and gynae categories.
Yeah, well, I've been very impressed with the reception that the R posters have had. It's been fantastic. Now, before we wrap up this little day three episode and release people and allow them to go out and enjoy the wonders of abdominal radiology and obstetric and gynecologic imaging, Gaylard, you've been sharing one goat per day so far for the conference. Yesterday, it was quick and easy. It was a pina colada related one. But have you got one for today? Today's Wednesday. It's hump day. What do you got for us?
I don't know, Dixon. I'm feeling pretty mellow with all this talk of mojitos and placentas. placenta-based drink. There's something for R24.
Oh, you definitely need a blender for that one.
Do you know what? Since you mentioned that today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
This is a small goat. This is probably the smallest, pettiest goat I have
baby goat
in my whole armament of goats. Why can't the days of the week have unique starting letters? There's only 7 days and two of them start with S and two of them start with T's.
Yeah.
I mean, we have 26 letters, people. Come on. If we had just a different letter for each day when you wrote abbreviations of it, you could just use that letter. It would be so clear instead of the SU. And then do you have to put SA and T and TH? Like, ah.
You know what I'm thinking? If it was just day A, B, C, D, E, if you got to it, if you did that, when you get to F and G, that can be the weekend, right? F and G.
Ah, perfect.
It could be like, you know, for an F and good weekend, right?
That'd be perfect. Frank Gaylard day is.
It could be the Frank Gaylard days. But actually, this is somewhat related to the conference because one of the reasons why we call it day one, day two, day three, rather than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the conference is because, you know, we're rolling with a 24-hour live stream around the world. So what is a Monday morning session for me here in Australia is actually a Sunday evening session in the Americas, right? I'm not suggesting that we can necessarily solve the problem of time zones with our new day system, but maybe we could propose
we
something.
Could, you know, someone has to start. We might as well move to decimal while we're at it. 10-day week, 2 days on, 3 days off.
All right, we better wrap up this special Radiopedia Day C special episode. Vickers, I'm going to allow you the honor, the absolute honor and privilege of reading the next little session here. Usually I get Gaylard to read it, but you can show him how it's done, okay? How can people get in contact with us?
Can I just say this is an absolute honor and privilege. I have never felt so proud to be part of the team. So we are at Radiopedia on Twitter and Instagram, as well as at Frank Gaylard, at Dr. Andrew Dixon, and at Dr. Vikas Shah.
You can added that email in. Us. Very nice.
Yeah, I had to. I was going to add in all my other handles as well, but I think I'll just stop at that one.
Vikas at onlyfans.com.
Slapping my mint. And you can email us podcast@radiopedia.org with any ideas and feedback that you have.
Yes. All right. So everybody jump onto the live stream page if you want to chat with us. So don't have to email us today. Today is a very special day. You can just get on that live stream page and you can chat directly with Vikas Shah and ask him about his OnlyFans account and how to get access to some premium content. Now, Frank, anything you're going to add here? You've got to read this next little bit.
Well, if you haven't registered yet for the conference, then you still have a chance. Registrations will close at the end of day 5, which is this Friday, or is that day F? And you'll be able to catch up on...
Day E.
Oh, that's confusing. whatever day it happens to be, you'll be able to catch up on anything you've missed on demand. And your support is really appreciated because it makes us able to give access to this conference completely for free to 125 low and middle income countries.
And what else can people do to help out, Frank?
Don't forget to slap your mint, and don't forget that you can also help us out by leaving a 5-star review on the podcast app of your choosing.
All right, that's it. We're done. Thank you, Vikas, for being our very special guest here today and for being a co-convener of the conference with me. I couldn't really put together this conference without you, mate. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to everyone just enjoying this conference. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's going to be great.
Everybody have a great day 3 out there. Blend those placentas and we'll catch you all again sometime soon. And that time specifically is tomorrow for day 4 in the reading room.
Stay rad, everyone. Stay rad. See you tomorrow.
Vikas, show him how to do a stay rad. Do it, mate. Do it.
Stay rad, everyone. Stay rad.
Oh, so smooth. So smooth. My earlobes. Oh, they feel so good right now. All right. Have a great day 3. See you guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.